You're listening to Wisdom of the Ancients, where ancient wisdom is remembered.
Hello, beautiful Wisdom Tribe, Wisdom Community. This is Wisdom of the Ancients. Thank you so much for being back with us for our incredible, incredible shows. I'm your host, Ian Shelley, and I'm so, so glad that you're here. As always, I thank you. As always, I bow down to you. I say namaste. I say om namah shivaya. Thank you for being here with your amazing hearts, your amazing energy, your vibration, just being here in the collective consciousness of the community and just listening to the amazing messages and wisdom that comes through all the speakers that we have for you. And we have a great, great show planned for you today. So I'll tell you about that in just a moment. But you know, the wisdom of the ancients is about the ancient wisdom, about what was once known, practices, knowledge, and wisdom, but not only from our own planet, also from other realms and galaxies and worlds and dimensions, from the past, from the present, and from the future, all colliding to this one now moment that we find ourselves in. And the theme for this series is expressions of truth and expansion. So may we all be open to receive any messages that the universe, the divine source, great spirit has for us, so we become a true offering, a true, true offering, and do our part to help raise the collective consciousness, not only of ourselves, but of all beings in all realms. So right now, as we prepare to hear the messages and the words and the wisdom and the light that is going to come through, we call in the ancient ones, we call on the beings of love, light, power, and service to support us to open our hearts today. So let me introduce our next guest to you. Raquel Spencer is an internationally acclaimed mind, body, spirit, energy specialist, and is considered one of the next generation's transformational leaders. The energetic processes work to help you clear the energetic patterns which inhibit making real positive changes in your life. Raquel's work is described as unique in the transformation world. She works on the inner supercomputer that is your energetic interface. So to put that in simple terms, your body is the hardware and your consciousness and higher streams of awareness are the software. When your hardware is up to speed and functioning as intended, your consciousness and your innate gifts are easier to recognize, to tap into, and to utilize to improve your life. Raquel states, you are a bioelectrical, biochemical supercomputer of light. The omnipresence of your multidimensional self is always present. However, if your divine vehicle or supercomputer is not functioning at an appropriate level, your ability to communicate, to connect, and integrate that level of your consciousness is compromised. Her unique approach and skills have assisted thousands around the world to live a more empowered, spiritually connected, and joyful life, which is what I think all of us really, really wish and yearn for. So welcome, Raquel. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. It's such a pleasure to be here. Hello, everyone.
Yeah, they're saying hi back. I can see the waves. I can see everyone replying. It's so exciting to have you here on the show. So everyone, Raquel is going to be speaking about accessing the cosmic heart, high frequency alignment for living in divine flow. And if you read the email, there is a new frequency of light that is now available for the first time in 26,900 years. So, Raquel, you know I'm going to be asking you about that in just a moment. Yeah, that's one of the first things. And also, Raquel is going to take everyone on a group process to amplify your energy systems and your matrix to actually receive this light frequency consistently. So beautiful. Beautiful. Again, welcome to the show, Raquel. It's amazing to have you here.
Thank you so much for being here. And I'm so excited about the topic, which, you know, wisdom of the ancients, because quite frankly, all of us listening are ancients. All of us listening have been a part of the evolution throughout all dimensions, throughout all galaxies. So it's really the wisdom of remembering who we are remembering our truth and remembering the wisdom that we as ancient beings of light actually hold. So it was a fabulous way to describe what's going on, what you're talking about, and I'm really glad to be a part of it. Thank you.
Of course, of course. You know, so I think let's get this started by maybe having you give us a little bit more background about yourself and how you came to truly realize these amazing gifts that you really have. I know there's a lot of people on the call who know you, who might even have worked with you, who might even have been part of your retreats. I know you take people all over the world. But there's also, I think, a segment of this community who might not have heard you before. So, you know, just give in your own words, if you don't mind, a bit of a background around, you know, how you came to truly, you know, embody your gifts and you know, really share them with the world.
Well, it's always amazing as I sit here and I think, because it was 33 years ago that this journey really began for me. And I went through an unexplained coma. I was 20 years old. I was living in the Bay Area, and I woke up one morning, and intuitively, I had always been intuitive, like all of us in the beginning when we were little are intuitive, but on that particular day, I had a deep intuition that something was going on, and I was 20 years old. I picked up the phone. I called my parents, blessed them all for listening and believing me. And I asked them to please come get me because something weird was happening. And you have to think back 33 years ago. This was back in 1985. World Wide Web really hadn't started. Home computers were barely really, you know, going on. There wasn't an infrastructure where I could go search, I'm feeling weird, what's happening? But I slipped into an unexplained 5-week coma. There was no medical reason for it. There was no accident. There was no illness. It was just time. It was when I had contracted to undergo the transformation that happened in those 5 weeks where I downloaded and had rewired in my system to be able to access my ancient wisdom, to be able to access my gifts and my memories from other dimensions. And so that event happened, but it actually took me 5 years after the 5-week coma to truly integrate and be able to have my circuitry fully come online and be able to, and when I say circuitry, I'm talking about the light pathways in my brain, my nervous system, my body that allowed me to consciously tap into the multidimensional gifts and awarenesses that started to come in. And so that was really the beginning of my journey. And I walked between the worlds, if you will, stayed in corporate America. I mean, I went back and got my bachelor's degree, and I went to work like, you know, we all do, trying to fit in to the normal experience. And I spent 20 years actually not understanding or not having a reference place of all of the multidimensional information that was coming in. And it was a very interesting time to be really getting this kind of download and this information. And it wasn't until really the computer age and home computers and the World Wide Web and everybody having a, you know, access to the internet and all of that, that the nomenclature of what my gifts really were able to be understood, because I started talking about, oh my gosh, I'm getting a download back in 1987, and nobody knew what that was.
Yeah.
You know, so it's been, you know, it's been a long journey of continuing to upgrade so that these frequencies, this wisdom, this information, and the skill sets could come through and really be of service to those who are ready to remember who they are.
Wow, beautiful. So the rewiring occurred, and you were rewired. And I loved what you said when you were rewired to access your own ancient wisdom. And then at some point, you received maybe divine guidance to really spread this and to work on other people, to take them to maybe an elevated state, or what would you call that?
Well, yes and no. It was more like kicking and screaming. I never wanted to be in the limelight.
Okay.
I never wanted, you know, I mean, no, it's, I mean, I always knew that I had information, wisdom, and gifts to bring forth into the world. And yet there was a timing that had to happen. There was a certain experiential light quotient that had to be available on the planet. And it was really quite funny because I can tell you the date. I know exactly the date. The date was December 12th, 2008, when I was directly told that the light quotient had hit high enough on the planet, and what I literally was told was, they're ready. Go do your work. And I kind of went, what's my work? What do you mean? Go do my work. What does that mean? I don't know, because there was no verbiage. There was no language at that point to even describe what I was doing. And so, yeah, I mean, I listened. Within a month, I had my very first workshop, and I've never looked back. But there was, you know, there wasn't, at that point in time, the intuition I knew in the depths of my soul, everything I knew was real, but there was no verbiage. There was no way to articulate that in a way that really was accessible for people. And so I stayed in the shadows for a couple of decades after I started to wake up, just gleaning more information, becoming more aware before I really was kind of booted, kahoot, with a big two by four from the universe and said it was time. And then I slowly, you know, stepped into really sharing this with those who were ready. So I guess maybe my story isn't quite as eloquent as we'd hope, but that's my honest truth, because I was scared. I didn't know how to, do a business, and I never wanted to be in business. I just wanted to do my work. But it was a global experience that Spirit had lined up. You know, what I had contracted for was definitely on a global stage. And so it did require my 100% dedication. And I got there.
Yeah, right.
So you
stepped up, and you know, the divine, you know, uses people like you to really bring forth the light. And, you know, you mentioned you got the message that we were ready, that, you know, it's
right.
Like when the students are ready, the teacher appears. And that's
exactly.
that's really a truism for all this amazing work that is being done and the amazing work that you're doing, because, you know, we are ready now. And it did take an elevating of consciousness over time, but then we have to look for people like you to help take that consciousness even higher and expand that consciousness even higher. So we're in a continuum, right? We're continually expanding our consciousness. So amazing
exactly.
work. And I'd love to hear a little bit more, maybe for the sake of, especially for the sake of the people who maybe you haven't worked with you, Raquel. Tell us, you know, I've got lots of questions, but I think the next question is going to be around, you know, your analogy of the supercomputer of light. And maybe that's not even an analogy, you know, it could, you know, just that's the way it actually is.
So when I, you know, when my gifts started to come online, it was an interesting experience, because we'd all heard about angels. We'd all heard about, you know, those kinds of visions and that kind of thing. That was not at all what I experienced. When my multidimensional sight started to come online, it was all, grid systems. It was all templates of light. It was all like a laser light show. And so it was, you know, it was interesting because when I started to really open up and not be, you know, not be intimidated that I wasn't seeing angels. I was seeing full spectrums of light and really the underbelly of reality. I was seeing the holographic. I was seeing the multidimensional side of things. And it took me a while to really understand how complex this system that we call our divine vehicle truly is, because I talk about the divine vehicle, meaning your body, but it's so much more, because I talk about when I refer to the divine vehicle, I'm talking about your entire body, your physiology, your physical body, and your entire energetic matrix. And you know, I started using the word matrix long before the movie came out, but it's like this whole spectrum of interfacing light streams of consciousness. And the way that I see the body and even the body itself, it's not like I'm a medical intuitive and I go in and I read the organs. I see it all as energy. And so I can see where the light patterns, the light infrastructure, if you will, the circuitry, where it's lit up, where it's not connected, where it needs to be connected, where, you know, templates of old patterns, I talk about, you know, how grateful I was when computers became mainstream, because people understand the concept. Oh yeah, you put a program in, you download a program, and then you can run and produce things that come out. Or I have a virus in my system and it's mucking up my computer and it won't work right, because so many of what I see and what I work with has been cleaning out your supercomputer, i.e. your viruses, i.e. the templates and patterns that are not aligned with the truth of who you are, and clearing out that mechanism so that the innate structure, the innate, and we use the word blueprint. That was another thing that, you know, everybody's talking about. But the divine vehicle was, the body itself was originally designed to be fully connected to your higher self. It was designed to be able to read that light information, okay, that comes in from the cosmos, that comes up from Gaia, and be able to process it and understand what it meant. But over, you know, all the thousands of years of our living here on the planet in this density, the atrophy of the body happened. And so my work that actually comes through to repair your natural state of being, which is that to be connected with light, to that to be connected with your higher self, to have the consciousness, the higher realms of information, be able to work through your supercomputer and give you wisdom that you can cognitively and consciously understand. And so that's my, you know, the supercomputer is the, and it always surprises me, because as we go through, which goes into my topic, because another level of that supercomputer that we call our own matrix of light, and then of course that's compounded into the collective, okay? But back on the 11/11/11 last year, a whole new spectrum of our supercomputer, that is our matrix, became accessible. Okay, so it's like a whole nother layer. It's like, it's the whole idea of you know how we go through upgrades with our computer. Oh my gosh, you know, G4, G5, or you know, the iPhone X or X10, or I don't even know where we are anymore. As the new technology comes about, our ability to hold more data and analyze it and utilize it, those nano bits, those bits of information, become more real. Well, the same thing is happening with our body. As we continue this conscious evolution on the planet, and, you know, it's multifaceted the way it works, because it's about how much frequency is being held on the planet, how much consciousness, i.e. how much light quotient, that was one of the first things I mentioned, how much light quotient we're actually holding in the physical form. It's about how much light or what light or what energy is actually coming into this hologram, okay, and we call it a hologram, and that's at a whole nother different level of science, but also where we are in the cosmos. And that, based upon where we are in the cosmos, actually affects what light, what photon light, what energy, all the different names you want to go about, types of light, what actually is hitting the planet, what is actually coming into the atmosphere, what's actually coming into the hologram. And so all of those things play in concert together to unlock the next level of consciousness. Does that make sense?
Wow, it makes a lot of sense. And wow, I think we need to sit with that for a while, because there's a tremendous amount of energy that you have just injected into this space right now by those words and the vibrations behind those words. I mean, it's really, really powerful. And I think that everyone can probably feel that. I know I can feel that. And I know that my being is saying, okay, you know, don't move too fast. I think it's important that we understand what you're saying. So just like when you said, when you got your gifts and the light quotient was high enough for you then to deliver those gifts and work with people, we're now at that place again, like it's the second level. So talk to us again about what this truly means. So is this the new frequency of light called the Cosmic Heart that's now available?
It is a frequency. Yeah, and this is, okay. I wouldn't call this the second level, because we're going through the whole beautiful thing about what's happening right now. And I'll take it back once again to my college days in an economics class when, you know, our rate of acceleration was accelerating. Okay, so we're in an accelerated rate of acceleration. We're going so much faster than we were even 5 years ago as far as how fast our body is able to receive the light, embody it, okay, and that's a big key, embody it, and then be able to utilize it for our own wisdom and our own knowing. So, yes, back to a whole nother level of upshift that happened on the alignment of November 11th, 2018, which was an 11 year. And so we talk about, and most of you, I would assume on the call, remember, or maybe not because I'm getting really old, there was what was referred to as kind of the original 11-11 coding wake-up that happened back in 1992, which was the first cosmic alignment after the harmonic conversions back in 1987. And I may be predating some of you, so I apologize. But back in 1987, there was a galactic decision to move forward. And it was done with what was called the harmonic convergence. But it was a go-no-go point, quite frankly, for whether we were going to move forward with really raising the consciousness of the planet. And, of course, the decision was yes. And the first 11-11 code date was back in 1992, and there was a huge influx because it was a galactic alignment of the planet in the cosmos. Well, the same thing, the same idea, not the same placement, of course, but the same idea happened back 2 months ago on the 11-11-11. And our planet was in an alignment in the galaxy and the universe that it had not been in, and this number was not channeled through me. Okay, this was a lot of astrological people and mathematics went into this, but the alignment that we went through had not happened for 26,900 years. And when that alignment of our planet in the galaxy through the great central sun in the universal system aligned at that point, there became a new light frequency, or a new light frequency became available to come into our system. I call it a holographic, and that may thrill some people, but it, our system, our planet, our atmosphere. And so that light frequency that is coming in, I asked what I should call it. They said the cosmic heart. It's the cosmic heart frequency. Now, you know, it's a name. But mainly what it is it's a frequency of light that is now coming in and being able to be embodied into our supercomputer of light, okay, that actually changes the biochemical, bioelectrical, our electrical or magnetic fields within the body to be able to interpret new levels of light wisdom. And it comes through a part of the body that is called the high heart. And we've been hearing about the high heart forever. And a lot of people have talked about, oh, my high heart has merged with my heart chakra and, you know, all these different things. Well, the high heart, which is about, what, 2.5 inches above the heart chakra, up where the thymus is a place within the mechanics of our physical body that is really the interpreter of this new light frequency. Okay, take a breath. Everybody take a breath. That was a lot of information. I'm sorry. I'm giving you a lot here. But
no, it's good. It's good. And I know where I like where you're taking us with this. So I can either ask a question or you can continue.
Oh, I'll continue, or you can ask a question. It doesn't matter to me. So,
no, if you're on a train, I'm not going to stop it. It's good where you're going. Thank you.
Okay, so this new light frequency, okay, again, it hasn't been available because we haven't been aligned within the cosmos. And one of the things that I've talked about for the last 20 years is that we are in a window of cosmic time. Okay, we are in a window of cosmic time to have this accelerated awakening possible. And it is only because of the location of our planet within the cosmos that is actually allowing all these light codes, if you will, to come in to quicken this accelerated process of awakening. And so this alignment is... it's a big one. It was a really big one. And we're beginning now to anchor this level of light, this cosmic heart frequency. And again, it's not just a standalone. It requires working with Gaia's heart frequency. And one of the things that is absolutely paramount in what I teach, I guess would be the word, or what I truly believe and that I try to impart this wisdom, is that as light workers, okay, and I call us light workers because we're here to hold the light, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We are, our main job is to hold more light in the body because it's the body itself that is the awakening mechanism. It is the body itself. It is our physical and energetic matrix that is what the awakening truly is, because as our body becomes more into its divine natural state, where all the circuitry is lit up and all the pathways are lit up and the neural pathways in the brain and the synapses are firing and the nervous system is working and all of our organs within our body, all of our glands within our body are multidimensional. They're just an atrophy. Okay? So as a divine light worker on the planet, our whole directive, if you will, which is just the platform, and then we take our gifts out into the world. But we have to hold the light quotient. We have to hold the light and the frequency and the information in the body in a way that allows us to access the and interpret the light code that's coming. And you can't do that effectively unless you're truly working with what I call the crystalline core of Gaia, or Gaia's heart energy, actually coming together with the cosmic heart and the two working in tandem to allow the body to not blow out, okay? When I talk about the crystalline core of Gaia, and I've been teaching this for a decade, okay, we tap into the frequency that is the heart of Gaia, the crystalline core of Gaia. Gaia is a star. She is our star sister, if you will. She is a sentient being herself. And the energy coming out of that crystalline core, when we assimilate it and use it and bring it into our body systems, actually nurtures us and sustains us and actually grounds us in a way. And again, I'm back to electrical and you know, semantics of, you know, plugging into an electrical socket. But it actually grounds us in a way that allows us to run the cosmic heart frequency and the higher frequencies of light without blowing out the circuitry of the body. So these two in tandem are actually expanding the ability for us to hold more light in the physical, cellular, adamantine level of our body. And how that then works through the circuitry, it works through the nervous system, all of our systems, our glands, our adrenals, all of that actually play into how much light can get interpreted into our conscious mind.
So there's a lot to take in, and so it came to me that we do want to go to the phones, everyone, but what we want to do on the phones, everyone, is Raquel's not going to be doing intuitive readings. We're going to do a process for everyone later on. So if you have questions related to the topic, then raise your hand, star 2 to raise your hand. I just got to hit that. There are people in the community, and we can all benefit by the voice of the questions. So if you have questions related, if you have questions related to the topic, let's take some questions. But before we do that, Raquel, just I think for the benefit of everyone, can you one more time, maybe in slightly different words, tell us why this is so important right now in this window to connect with the cosmic heart frequency? Why is it important for all of us right now to kind of take advantage of, quote unquote, this window and connect to the cosmic heart frequency?
Well, it's as if, and again, I apologize. I do go back to the semantics of our computers, but what this is doing for us is it's actually allowing us to access a level of higher wisdom that we didn't have access to before. So it's like if you were, and I go back to this a lot because everybody can relate, okay? It's as if you have, say you had a cell phone, even a smartphone, that's like 5 years old, and you're still, it doesn't have the ability to run on 4G or 5G. It's still trying to run on 3G. Okay, and I hope everybody gets that understanding. You know, it's how you can connect. It's our communication. So that's why I like to use that terminology. But if you don't have the right circuitry and the right connection and the right motherboard and all the latest and greatest, you know, features within your CPU of your computer or your cell phone technology, you can't, it's very, very difficult to make those connections. It's difficult to run it at the speed you want. It's difficult to do all of those things. So I use that terminology. Right now, and this the Cosmic Heart frequency is here, okay? We anchored it. It started to stream in. It's not that it's ever going away. It's here for the duration of our lives. It's here for another 1,000 years at least, okay? But it only is viable if you can really access and use it.
Mm.
It's like, you know, there's 1,000 million, you know, airwaves going on, technology, world wide web, but if you haven't got the computer that can access the information, it doesn't really do you a lot of good. And so this cosmic heart frequency is opening up a pathway to higher levels of light communication that open up your biotechnology, okay, your body's ability to actually receive that light and utilize it, understand it, open up to the communications, the line of frequencies with your higher self, with higher wisdoms. Okay, and so it's really, it's super exciting. It's like Christmas Day when you got that brand new computer and, oh my gosh, I'm going to be able to go and get all this information. And then it's like, oh wait, shoot, how do I work this?
Right.
How do
right.
I make this work? And so we're in the process of fine tuning. Oh, this is how I need to run it through my body. This is how I need to connect and make sure it runs through my circuitry. Oh, yeah, I need to operate. I can't operate out of my head. The only way this information comes into your consciousness is if you operate it through your heart. It's the only way it can come in. Then you start to understand. You start to have the mechanics to really utilize this incredible gift, this incredible frequency of light.
Mm. Beautiful. I mean, how, the word is not ironic, but whatever the word is, how appropriate that you connect through your heart, right?
Well, you have to. You have
yeah.
to. You cannot move up in consciousness from a headspace. Mm. You just can't do it.
Right. Yeah. Beautiful, beautiful. Well, thank you for backtracking a little bit and just maybe restating that in you know, with different words, because it's so important that everyone, and there's a lot of people here today, a lot of people, it's so important that the message is received. And so maybe, you know, sometimes stating that in a few different ways is really, really helpful. So thanks again. All right. So everyone, later on in a little while, Raquel is going to take us on a beautiful process that I'll let her share about in just a while. But let's take some questions related to the topic. So I'm going to take some callers, and then what we'll do is I've scanned the web questions, and they are questions that are related to the topic. So we'll take
beautiful.
Them there as well. So I'm going to go ahead and open the phone. The first phone line is 8288. That's the last four digits of your phone number. And you live, or your phone says, you're in Burns Lake, British Columbia, Canada. So if you're in Burns Lake, you're on live with Raquel.
Hi, Raquel.
Hi. Who is this?
Welcome, welcome.
This is Marianne Perry.
Hi.
Just phoning regarding the topic. I was listening, and for me, I'm trying to figure out what to do next in my life, and I realize I need to know what my true desires are, and my true desire is actually to do healing work, and but I haven't done it for, well, I have been doing it with my family, but not professionally for a while. And I'd like to get more back into it. And that's where my heart is. And I know I'm a gifted healer, but I sort of shut it down for a while.
Well, then I'm wondering, your first order of business is to open it back up and to start really living from the heart and living in that divine flow. If your soul and your guidance is truly telling you that that's what you're supposed to do on a full-time basis, then dropping down into the heart and starting to run this cosmic heart frequency and tap into the divine heart and the crystalline core of Gaia to support you in really getting very clear. And the whole idea of, you know, tapping into these higher frequencies and this higher wisdom is that it allows you to truly live in what I call divine flow. Because when you are truly tapped in and listening from the heart, when you are not in your head and not trying to analyze, but you are truly clear in your heart and the energies are running and you're tapped into these higher frequencies, then your intuitive nature will support you in knowing what to do next. And as I was saying in the very beginning, when I started doing my work, I knew for a very, very, very long time that I was here to bring my gifts to the world. Yet, it wasn't time until it was time. And I couldn't make anything happen until it was time. And when my divine guidance came in and said, go do your work, and I kind of went, oh, what? How? I didn't ever waver because my guidance, my intuitive nature, I kept connecting down into my heart. Okay, what's next? What do I need to do next? What do I need to do next? How am I aligned? Am I aligned? Am I thinking from my heart instead of my head, where a lot of my fears and my self-doubt can come in? If I'm really listening to my heart, then it began to unfold. And because I listened and Spirit said, it's time, and I jumped, I was able to start moving forward with bringing my gifts into the world with will I say a lot of ease and grace? Yes. It was a lot of hard work, massive amount of hard work, but the doors opened. The information came, the people that I needed to connect with to help me figure out how to market, how to get out there, how to do this, how to do that. They started showing up because I was asking, living, and operating from my heart. So that's what I would really recommend, is make sure that you are coming directly from the heart and then sit in that space and ask the question, what next? What do I need to do today to live in alignment, to be in divine flow? Not even 3 weeks from now. What do I need to do today? Because it's the baby steps that get you there. I hope that helps.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you, Marianne. Much love to you, sweet soul. Bye now. Okay, beautiful, beautiful. Well, let's stay in Canada. Let's go to Alberta. This is Calgary, and the last four digits are 6028. Okay, you're on live.
Thank you very much. This is Susan.
Hi, welcome.
Hi, Susan.
Thank you. Oh, my gosh. I feel so blessed to be able to connect with both of you. Thank you. I've been following you both for a while and have been really honoring the idea of connecting to the crystalline core of the earth. And yet I feel as if there's some sort of a block, resistance, pulled away in different directions. I will connect. I will feel guided, and I'm on path. I'm on target. And then I get yanked out, and I feel like I drop into a giant pit of despair. And
yeah.
Ouch! Yeah. Any insights, tips on how to deal with that? Or not do
well,
it, actually.
Well, you know, we live in a world in which we are constantly bombarded with energy. I mean, everything's energy, right?
Well, and I'm super sensitive too, so.
Right. And so one of the things that I really, really, really highly recommend, and Ian, sorry, I'm going back to my technology talk again.
No problem.
I really, really advocate putting up, and I use the word spiritual protection. That's what I titled the actual technique. But to put it in kind of a different terminology, it's your personal firewall.
Okay.
Right? If you have a computer and you make sure that you have a firewall on your computer so people can't hack in, so viruses don't come in, and your computer stays running clean, right? Well, I advocate something called my spiritual spiritual protection technique, which I build a firewall around me. And it's something I do every day, and I make it super fun, and I make it super colorful, and I make it different every day. But what it's doing is putting a firewall between me and all that guck out there. Because the guck is there. It's just, how do we protect ourselves from it? How do we not let it influence? And so the spiritual protection is a way, when you combine that, when you put up your firewall every day around you, and the firewall, let me completely state this out loud. The firewall that I set up and that I advocate every day is to allow frequencies that match yours or higher penetrate through the firewall. Everything else, no go. No go. No go. Don't come into my fields. I don't want that. And so I set that up. And so when you work with that, you put that firewall up every day, and you connect in with the crystalline core of Gaia, and you bring that up into your fields, and you run that 24/7, and you repeat and consciously focus on that every single day of your life, just like brushing your teeth and taking a shower, your capacity to stay in the higher frequencies and not get knocked off kilter by all of those energies out there really, really becomes strong, because you're actively protecting the beautiful matrix of light and the high frequencies that you continue to embody. And so what you do is, when you get hit, you go, excuse my language, oh shit, I forgot. I forgot. Whoops. Did I put my firewall up today? No. Well, shame on me. And then you go clear it again. You put your firewall up. And you get into the habit of really consciously doing that. And then you, and yes, is it living in a bubble? You bet your ass it is. Because we don't want to get hit by, I mean, walking through the grocery store for somebody who's really sensitive can just knock us on our butt. Because there's so much out there that doesn't play well with the beautiful harmonics and the beautiful frequencies that we're so diligently working to preserve within our own matrix of light. So it happens, but the key is to recognize, oops, I forgot, oops, I wasn't paying attention, and pay attention, because you have absolute sovereignty over your fields. You do. You just have to exercise it. Does that make sense? Can you feel that?
I could feel myself ground. I could feel the core. I just want to talk to you every day in the morning and remember, so I can remember. Is that okay?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
I think there's a way we can get you halfway there. So stay tuned a little bit later on. Okay. Beautiful.
Thank
Susan,
you.
Sweet soul.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Oh, love to
you. Thank you.
Okay. Amazing community, just so amazing. Here's some questions that people have, and this is actually a common question asked in different ways. And you might cover this a little bit later, Raquel, but I'm going to ask it anyway because a lot of people are asking, what is the best way to connect to this higher heart, and how do we actually maintain or hold that light, hold that frequency?
Well, that is exactly what, pretty much what we just talked about. The foundations of that is making sure that your frequencies are clear, your matrix is clear, that you're connected into the crystalline core, you're grounded efficiently, and then really taking you through a process to call forth this frequency and actually embed it, embody it, really run it through your body on an absolute daily basis. It's just like everything else. It takes focus, it takes practice, and it takes a continuous desire to reset your body almost every single day back to living in concert with this frequency coming through. And so, yes, there is a necessity to be at a certain level of light to be able to access this, okay? So everybody's experience with it depends upon their current light quotient. So if you're holding, and a lot of people are going to go, oh, what's my light quotient? Can I hold it? Well, the whole point is the more that you focus, the more that you call it in, the more that you work on keeping your fields clear, making sure your body is clear, making sure that you're grounded to the crystalline core and all of those things, that is what enables your body to raise its light quotient. So the more that you do this, the more your light quotient raises, and the more you do this on a continuous basis, that builds the foundation for a stronger and stronger ability to connect with this frequency and actually start running it through your body matrix. And so a lot of people will feel the effects of it immediately. Some will have to work with it a little bit more to actually get your body upgraded to a level that it can actually even function with the light running through it, this particular frequency of light. And so, I mean, the whole foundation, Ian, of my body of work for the last 10, 12 years has been about upgrading the body, so that when the light comes, when we have access to it, boom, you can actually embody that light and hold it. Because a lot of people, and let me give you an example of what I'm talking about there. A lot of people, if you go into a deep meditation and have a beautiful experience, you know that you're touching on that higher frequency light. But most people only feel that light in that experience when they're quiet and meditating or when they're in certain activities, right? So you have this momentary expansion, or this maybe not momentary, maybe you can hold it for an hour, expansion of really feeling super connected. And then we got to get in the car and go to the grocery store and go to work and blah, blah, blah. And that connection doesn't stay as strong. I don't say it goes away, but it's not that euphoric feeling. Okay.
Right. Yeah.
The whole idea is to be able to hold that frequency connection flowing through into the consciousness more and more and more and more and more. So instead of 2% of your day or 5% of your day or even 10% of your day, you start moving to 50% of your day and 70% of your day, that you really feel that frequency influencing, impacting, and coming into the conscious awareness, because you're focused completely out of your heart. You're lifting out of your heart. You can feel the emanence, the radiance, the frequency, the actual vibration of it on a consistent basis. And that's what we really want.
Yeah.
Because we don't want it just when we're listening to these kinds of shows or doing our, you know, 20-minute meditation in the morning or right before we go to bed, the goal is to be in that divine flow, that connection 24/7. Now, I would suspect that maybe the Dalai Lama does that. You and me, we're still works in progress, right? You know, so we're in a continuous state of evolution. But the goal is to be in that state of high vibration frequency information coming through us and into us and embodying it and holding it. That's the goal. Because that's when the divine wisdom is there on demand. That's when you're living it. Not sitting down to access it. You're living it.
Yeah, yeah.
With every step.
Beautiful. Yeah, absolutely beautiful. You know, upgrading your system, you know, increasing the frequency, raising your vibration, increasing your light quotient. Yeah, and it's possible. It's possible. It is. It does take work, and it does take a certain, like, know-how how to do that. And I think that's a perfect segue into your offer, because your offer is, you know, I took a quick peek at it, to be honest with you. I took a quick peek at it, and it is about upgrading. I was looking at that when you were speaking, and I was seeing, because all these items and these processes that you have in here, they are all related and can help someone increase their life quotient and upgrade their system and then carry that with them throughout the day. So Raquel, in just a moment, I'm going to ask you to share this with the community. But before we do that, I want to show people, as I always do, if you're on the webinar page, everyone, if you'd like to follow along as Raquel takes you through her offer and what it entails, you can click on the orange button underneath Raquel's photograph on the interview page. And then if you click that button, you'll be taken to the webpage that has her offer that says Being Sacred, Embracing 5D Activation Series. Now, if you're not on the webinar page and you have to type something in and you want to follow along, it's www, or, you know, you can leave that out. It's WOTA Summit. WOTA Summit stands for Wisdom of the Ancients, .com/ Raquel, which is RAQUEL and the number 4. Everything's lowercase. WOTASummit.com/ Raquel, RAQUEL, and the number 4. And I want to make sure I always mention that so people can type it in, because I know we have a lot of visuals who might not be listening to the webcast itself, might be on the phone or something. So, okay, Raquel, take it away. Tell us about this offer and really some of the things that it can do for people.
Absolutely. So the work that I do is all energetic based. Okay. I'm not really here. I mean, I have a few techniques that I throw in now and then that I forget people don't know because it's just part of my everyday experience. But my work itself is all energetic. And the gifts that I brought through actually, with your permission, when you purchase or listen to my work, allows me to go in. They call me an energetic electrician. Okay, I'm actually able to go in and work directly on your circuitry in your body, in your matrix, to help repair, rewire, reconnect, and clear out the viruses and that kind of thing. So when you listen to my activations, that's what's happening. I'm actually in your physical body, in your physical fields, clearing, upgrading, realigning, reattaching, rewiring, helping you bring in the actual downloads that put the new imprints in your system to help your body. It's like a blueprint so the body can remember, oh yeah, that's the way it's supposed to operate. So these activations are all things that you listen to in a quiet space and you drop in. There has never been an activation that I've done where first thing we do is not drop down into the heart and operate from the heart space. Then I go in and help to rewire so that you can more naturally return back into a state that allows you to operate this way. So the very first one in this series that I put together calling Being Sacred, because we all are sacred, the first activation in this is listening to guidance. And so, again, we all understand that, you know, we need to drop into the heart to be able to hear that. But there are circuitry. There is light pathways in the body. There are things within the structure of your matrix when they get upgraded, actually allow that guidance, that ability to hear. And I say hear, doesn't mean you're going to hear with your ears, okay? But that intuitive guidance can come through with more clarity, with more availability. So that's the first activation. And each one of these activations are full hour long. So this could easily be a six-week program, or it could be a three-week program, depending upon how fast you wanted to go through. But I do want to say one thing with that. You do have to give your body time to integrate this work. This is not I'm going to sit down on Saturday and listen to all six, because you're not doing yourself a service. Your body, this is physical work that's going on. This is physical transformation that is going on in the body to be able to integrate the light codes and the light information. So you do have to give yourself ample time to be able to allow your body to sit with and rewire, if you will. So that's the first one, and it's a very beautiful, beautiful way to reprogram, to rewire you, to be able to hear that guidance. And again, hear, that's a semantic, hear the guidance more clearly. The next one is integrating gratitude. And my goodness, we know when we stay in a state of gratitude, our ability to open up the frequency in the quantum field is very different. When we're in a frequency of gratitude, our ability to interact with a quantum field and to create is much different than when we're not running that frequency. And gratitude is a frequency, guys. It's an emotion, yes, but it's also a frequency. Okay, so when you're running gratitude through the circuitry of your body, and that is what it's emanating out, your ability to create is different. Your ability to disconnect from those lower frequencies, just like Marianne was talking about, that bombard us, they don't have anywhere to hold on to. So that's the second one, integrating gratitude. The next MP3, the next activation is embracing the sacredness within. And this is really about remembering remembering, but it's not mental. You know, we say remembering, but this isn't a mental activity. This is a remembering that goes on in the cellular structure of your body to remember the sacredness of the light that you are and how to actually embody and hold it. And so and when you start to shift that biology and that light quotient again, there's that word again, and actually hold a different level of light in your body, the sacredness that that light actually brings into your experience then becomes the emotion or the feeling of that. So when I'm talking about the sacredness within, it's really elevates the way you experience your daily life. The next one is called Light Codes for Mind and Heart Mastery. And again, this is learning to operate and really bring your conscious mind to physically operate from the center core of your body. And I know a lot of people are like, what? What are you talking about? Literally, when you start to truly become aware and awake, when you truly become a living light worker and embodying a light frequency, you begin to operate out of the center of your heart, your heart chakra, from that location in your body. And again, I'm back to the mechanics of how your system works. And this this activation actually helps you get that mind-heart mastery at a completely different layer, a different level. And it also, this one triggers memories of the DNA within many lifetimes on Gaia. So you start to bring in and recalibrate your wisdom that you held on, you know, in Atlantis or when you were in Lumeria and that kind of thing. So this, it brings in the mind-heart connection that opens up. This one is really a lot to do with your ancient wisdom and being able to bring that forward.
I was going to ask you about
and
that.
And then,
beautiful.
Yeah, the next one is called Sweet Surrender. And in this one, we're actually working with the Elohim came in through this one to actually allow you to relax into the truth that you are, that you don't have to actually prove it to anyone. You already are a master of light. You are. It's about learning how to be that and really move into a completely different embodiment of your soul. It's really an incredibly powerful activation. And then the final one, I think, is this one, yes, is a sacred diamond light activations. And this is, again, another one that came through with the Elohim, the Hathor. Maya Angelou actually came through on this one as well. Beautiful, beautiful being of light that recently left the planet to come in and actually help you integrate a diamond light initiation. And again, this is kind of almost a precursor to really anchoring that cosmic heart frequency because, again, as the body continues to upgrade, your capacity to hold the cosmic heart frequency increases. So that's almost six hours. It's six 50-minute activations, which, again, like I said, you could take 3 weeks, 6 weeks. Gosh, you could even, I mean, it's a lot of upgrades there that you could really, in a very quick time, within 6 weeks, really upgrade your system dramatically.
So
and then
beautiful.
The final piece of this is my daily infusions of light. And this is, again, a even different technique than the anchoring with the crystalline core or the spiritual protection. This is actually a communication with your body, with the trillions and trillions and trillions of cells that are conscious, that are making up this living divine vehicle, about actually having that communication, explaining, you know, setting your intention that, yes, you want your the light to come in. You want your left and right brain hemispheres to be firing at the perfect frequency. You want your chakras spinning at the perfect frequency. You want, I mean, it's kind of like a marching order. It's a manager's, I call it, and a lot of people don't like this because it seems very unspiritual, but it's your morning manager's meeting for your body. This is what you want you to do. We're going to hold this light. We need to upgrade this. We need to spin at this level. And it's kind of that, you know, this is our marching orders for today. And it's communication with the body to help you continue to upgrade. And that's the package.
Yeah, that one, Susan, if you're still on, which I hope you are, this is how you can speak or be with Raquel every day. The 6 minutes a day.
Absolutely.
The 6 minutes a day. Wow, amazing. So there's a lot of physical transformation that goes on with the rewiring of our systems and the hologram that is our system when we go through these activations, correct? So something physically happens in that upgrading process.
It does. And
a lot of people,
you know, that surprises a lot of people. That's the one thing that a lot of people that just start working with me come back and go, oh, I didn't know. Because it's very, very physical work. And you will feel it. And you will, as you hold more and more light, all of the lower frequencies need to transform and come out of your system. And so sometimes there can be a physical release going on. Lots of times people, very few people, well, that's not true. Let me restate that. A very, very high percentage of people who listen to my activations that are actually in a space where that's possible go into an unconscious state because the frequencies are so high that the best way for your soul to really communicate with the physical body is to put you in that altered state. I don't ever tell you to do that. It's just the frequencies come in and that and your body goes into that state of deep, deep, deep relaxation as the energy works within the thousands and hundreds of thousands of levels and layers of your divine matrix. Powerful work. Really, really powerful work. And it is the reason I came in. Yeah. It is absolutely the reason that I took the contract I did and did the 5-week coma and came out and I have continued to do this and the work. This is my focus, helping your body and your matrix hold and integrate the light information in ways that improve your life, that allow you to stay in that connection and that divine flow and that knowing more and more and more with every passing day.
Wow.
And then what
beautiful.
You do with that is your contract.
Yeah.
You know, what you do with that, then you bring in your gifts. Then you're able to move forward with what you came in to do. I'm just here to help you be the best that you can possibly be of you, whatever that divine mission is.
Well, it's like you're here, you know, you used an analogy earlier of like the World Wide Web. But so what this is doing in a sense is, you know, you have someone who says, oh, I wish I could get onto the Internet, but I have no computer. You know, you're coming and you're actually giving them the computer, hooking them up to the World Wide Web. And now, of course, it's up to them to go wherever they want, but they couldn't do it before. So what this program helps them do, and you'll always say this more eloquently than I will, but what this program helps people do is get them to a place where at least that's possible.
Right. And, it's they call me, I laugh because the higher realms often refer to me as the geek squad. And for those of you in the U.S., you'll probably understand that because when your computer doesn't work and you don't want to know how the heck to fix it, you take it to the geek squad. They fix it. That's kind of what I do. I'm the geek squad of redoing the back end of your beautiful body and matrix so that you can connect with your higher self and get your own information, your own divine wisdom, your own connection to source energy. And that has always been what my work is about. I help you. And this process actually is something that would happen over a course of hundreds, if not more, years. I'm just an accelerator. I accelerate the process. We're in an accelerated time, and I was asked to come in and help accelerate the anatomy and the energetic systems to keep up with the potential of what the awakening and ascension process is offering at this time.
Right. And that's why we're here. You know, that's why the show's here.
Absolutely.
You know, I could be out having dinner with friends, or I could be doing anything, or, you know, the community could be out watching a movie right now, but they're not. You know, they're here. They're here for this very reason. Is because there is a degree of understanding that when we make the connection with people like you, Raquel, there's going to be the possibility of acceleration. And so, you know, we make the choice to be here and to do the work and to receive the information. And I just love the fact that you can accelerate that receiving, that you can get us to a place where we can receive, because we do want to accelerate our ascension. We do want to accelerate the various degrees of awakening. And
absolutely.
Yeah. So I think right now, unless you have anything to add, maybe something came to you when we were talking, or
when we spoke about the work that you do, or maybe something came up, Raquel, when you were doing questions. But unless you have anything that you feel you're being led to add to the conversation, it might be really wonderful for you to take us through the process.
You know, I think the process is worth 1,000 words.
Okay.
So let's, like, a picture is worth 1,000, the process is too. Might be more than that, but.
A million.
I think a million words. I think it would be lovely to, I'm just going to take you through a short process of really connecting in with the crystalline core and really calling forth the cosmic heart. And then we'll see if anything else wants to come through. I do, just to warn people, I use a lot of sound when I work. Sometimes star languages and light languages come through. Sometimes they don't, but I just want to, you know, let people know that that's a possibility. And let's go for it. You good with that?
Yes, please. I am. I think we all are.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Thank you.
Okay, so as I've been saying all along, the first order of business is to drop your consciousness down into your heart. And there's a really simple, easy technique that I've used for decades now. And the idea of this is to gather up your conscious mind. I want you to really think about your conscious mind, you know, that part of your mind that is putting together your grocery list for tomorrow and the things you have to do at work tomorrow, and you got to pick up the kids or call the grandkids or somebody's birthday or, oh my gosh, did I finish this or that? All of those thoughts, your conscious mind. And I want you to gather it up with a golden net of light, just like you were throwing a net out fishing. I just want you to gather up your conscious mind, because we know the mind is not necessarily in the head, it's in the fields. Science has proven that your conscious mind is in the fields. And so I want you to throw out a beautiful, beautiful golden net, or whatever color you want, of light. And I want you to gather it up like you're gathering up all aspects of your conscious minds and your thoughts. And I want you to bring that all into an elevator. And I want you to come into the elevator with your conscious mind. And I want you to see that you're now on the 10th floor. And I want you to push the elevator button to the first floor. And as those elevator doors close, I just want you to ride from your head, because that's probably where you've gathered it. That's where your thinking mind normally is. And I just want you to ride your conscious mind down into your heart, center of your heart chakra. And as those elevator doors open, I want you to sense, feel, interpret whatever it is for you that is most natural. I just want you to recognize that your conscious mind is now listening. It's hearing from the heart. And we're going to go even one thing further, and I love this little technique. I want you giggle with me when we do this, but I want you to put huge elephant ears on your heart chakra, bigger than your body, so that you remember to listen from your heart space. Just two silly, simple techniques, but incredibly effective. And so with this next breath, I want you to truly be in your heart. And I want you to set your intention to receive all that is available, all that is 100% aligned with your truth, your higher self, divine source. Take another nice deep breath. And as you do, I want you to visualize or intend that your central column, that tube of light that runs through the center of your body, expands out to arm's length. It's normally just the width of of your fist normally, but I want you to expand your central column so it encompasses your entire body and beyond. And I want you to then breathe the beautiful superluminous white light of divine source through your central column. Runs all the way from the top of your head down through your pelvic. And I want you to now very, very quickly extend that core all the way down, very, very quickly into the crystalline core of Gaia, to the center of Gaia. At the center of Gaia is a beautiful crystalline frequency band of light. It's a sphere, actually, in the center of the planet. And it's recently shifted frequency once again. And I want you to tap into that frequency, her heart light frequency, her crystalline energy. And just experience it in the core of her belly, in her heart chakra. Notice whatever color, sound, illumination, whatever you're experiencing. Take another nice deep breath with your central column still wider than your body. Extend it all the way down into the crystalline core. And just familiarize yourself with her beautiful heart frequency, the sentient light that she emanates as a star being. And with the next breath, I want you to breathe that up very, very, very quickly, all the way up your central column, up into your heart, the region of your heart chakra. So it's emanating all the way up the bottom half of your body, up to your heart. And with that, I want you to bring forth the support, all the nutrients, the light nutrients, the love, the energy that that crystalline frequency is providing to help you anchor and ground into the crystalline core of this planet. That grounding goes far beyond the grounding of roots, like a tree root. Goes all the way down into the crystalline core, and it provides a frequency grounding that allows you to be able to hold and receive higher and higher and higher frequencies of light. Gaia herself continues to upshift. Her crystalline core frequency continues to upshift. And that allows you to continue to ground in and embody higher frequencies of light. Just allow that to move through you. Feel that energy. You may even feel a little heavy if you've not grounded this way before, for the frequency is moving through the essence of your cells, all of your light pathways, and in your fields. And now I want you to take another nice deep breath, fully centered in your heart. And I want you to expand that central column, which is still wider than your body. And I want you to extend it out through your crown, out of the top of your body, out of the top of your matrix. And I want you to extend it out into the fields of the cosmos with the expressed intention of connecting with the cosmic heart frequency of light that is emanating through the galactic core and beyond. And just allow yourself to tap into that band of light, that bandwidth, that frequency of the cosmic heart. You've set the intention. Your soul knows, your higher self knows and recognizes the cosmic heart frequency coming in from source energy through the galactic core. Setting your intention to tap into the highest frequency you can handle at this time. This energy is known to you throughout the cosmos. You've known this energy on many, many sojourns through different star systems. And as you tap in to the highest level your body can handle at this time, I want you to take another nice deep breath. And I want you to breathe that frequency down your central column and merge it into your heart. So now you've got your heart, Gaia's heart, and the cosmic heart all colliding within the center of your body. And as these three expand together and harmonize in a threefold frequency of light, I want you to feel your heart expand as well. Your heart chakra expanding to encompass the high heart, merging into one sphere, one chakra of light, one operating system, one hub of light interface. Take another nice deep breath. Elekot aishin kat olakat arunt ikregda. Alatka oshkilikrekat ambodik irunt akur. Elakat yishka andarik tukundala. Elakat kiala. Loud, sharp, quick bops actually rearrange your matrix and open up spaces within your divine vehicle and your matrix of light. The light language speaking directly to your soul and the RNA DNA to remember how to integrate this frequency. Take another nice deep breath, and from the center of your heart, the zero point of your heart chakra that is now expanded to include the high heart. This is your portal to your ancient wisdom. The center zero point of your heart is always your access to the highest levels of wisdom of your own divine truth. Allow that to open and expand. And I want you to call forth the highest level of your divine wisdom, your ancient wisdom, your future wisdom, and bring it into the now in the highest level possible that you can interpret in your conscious awareness as a divine human of mastery and light. Elekut ir poning alaskurkut alokut uskila alakataka atkut ulut ilakataka amburia taik ilakatan ashkut underika arinda ilakatka oborienda ilunirot. Take one more nice deep breath. You may feel a little dizzy. We're rearranging and aligning your outer fields so that this frequency emanation, this band of light coming in from the cosmic heart and from Gaia can efficiently and effectively stay active in your fields for as long as you can hold it. Most people, that's about 12 hours. Some, it may only be 6. This is a experiential that I recommend connecting into every single day of your life. Take another nice deep breath. Some of you may be feeling quite a bit going on in the lower chakras, in your sacral, in your solar plexus, in your base chakra, and actually in all lower extremities as well. There's quite a bit that's trying to get released out of your field so that you can actually embody this. Some of you may be feeling your legs twitching or tingling, and many of you may be experiencing quite a bit of tingling in the back of the head and in the frontal lobe. And this is all perfectly normal as this anchors into your physical body. One more nice deep breath, please. And again, I want you to set your intention that your body circuitry remember how to effectively and efficiently embody and interpret this light with each and every breath you take, every single day, moving into higher, higher resonance with both the cosmic heart and Gaia's heart, tapping in and accessing your divine wisdom and light from your higher self and from your truth. Take one more nice deep breath. And I want you to send a wave of gratitude to the trillions and trillions of cells that make up your physical body for upshifting and acclimating with ease and grace to the highest level of light you can hold in the physical form to help you remember your truth as a divine being of light. Beautiful. And that is a very simple technique to start accessing and anchoring in that beautiful cosmic frequency of the cosmic heart.
Thank you. Wow. Just no question you can feel that. I know I'm not alone in feeling my entire body. Yeah, when you mentioned the tingles, and I was feeling them way before you mentioned that. Yeah, my entire body. And then really such a beautiful place of peace. In fact, right now, my eyes are still closed. I can't even breathe. So I have to... All right, open your eyes. Coming back to now. Wow. Oh, wonderful, wonderful. So grateful to you. So grateful to you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
It's such my pleasure, and thank you so much for having me on this beautiful format in this summit. And I really hope that my words and my energy have touched those that are listening in some way to help them remember their truth.
Beautiful. Well, yeah, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you for your wisdom and sharing your energy and sharing your truth. And I know that people are touched. Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for your work. It's so important getting people to this place of being able to upgrade and receive the light and receive the ancient wisdom that is just waiting for us. If we can just get to that place where we are open to receive and able to receive. So important, so important. So really beautiful, beautiful divine work that you're doing, Raquel.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank
yeah.
you.
All right, everyone, shining lights out there. You can open your eyes now or keep them closed. Up to you. Doesn't matter. Wherever you are, just spread the light that you've received. Just spread that light to the next person. Spread the light and raise your vibration so that you can truly be an instrument of compassion and love and service in the world. Thank you all, and we thank Divine Mother, Divine Father. We thank Mother Earth and Father Sun. We thank the ancient ones. We thank the beautiful divine beings of love, light, power, and service who have brought us here in the first place and are really holding us and nurturing us in their beautiful, loving arms. as we seek to hear the words that are going to accelerate our ascension. Thank you all. Much love to you all. Take care. Bye now. Bye, Raquel.
Bye-bye.